Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
Your eyes wide open for the moose on the loose. Look out, watch out, keep a sharp eye out, even if you have to give a little bit of shout out. Watch out for missing.
If you live on the Kenai Peninsula, you may be hearing this public service message on local radio. Missy the Moose is a character played and created by 17-year-old Nikiski High School student Shaylee Rizzo. Last year, Shaylee was working on a school project that took on a life of its own. She wrote and illustrated a children's story about Missy the Moose. While Missy the Moose is a story about an orphaned moose calf raised in captivity after its mother is struck and killed by a car, Shaylee says her book is also an educational tool.
I wrote this book, and then my grandma made me this costume. This moose costume, so I can go into classrooms and teach children about Missy's story and the importance of road safety.
Shaylee's applying for mini grants to help her publish her book. She wants the kids to take copies home with them after her singing and dancing moose presentations. Shaylee says even though the kids aren't the ones behind the wheel, educating them about road safety does make sense.
The parents would listen to their children because they care about their children. And the kids would be like, read this book tonight. It could be Missy the Moose. You never know.
But Missy the Moose isn't standing still. There's more planned than just the book, Shaylee's in-class presentations, and the catchy jingle on the radio.
The final thing I'm trying to get to is to get these signs put up on the highways that say, watch out for Missy, with the character's face on it. So when children see it, then they can remind their parents.
I am Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.